Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning about Yitzchak Avinu. We're basing ourselves on Sefer Chachmei Lev, Volume 6, page Tov Kuf Yud Zayin. And this year should be a schus for Nechagitov Bas Rachel Esther, Zara Shel Chayam, Zara Dilo Yivsof, Dilo Yivtov Miskomei Araisa, and Baruch Abad Slocha for Reina Rav Yitzchak Menachem, Gitol Mor Brian Dalea, and Lavizav Ben Yehudis, and Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rochel, Zara Shel Kayama, and Leah Ephras Ben Reb Mordechai Shimon. And this was said at a Simchas Beis HaShoeva 8 years ago, Tavshin Samach Beis, almost 9 years ago. And it's about Yitzchak Avinu, and the Shaychas to Sukkos, and a lot of good stuff about the Torah, keeping the Torah mitoch Simcha. Rashi says in Bamidbar and Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches, that there are 98 korbanos, 98 sheep that are brought corresponding to the 98 curses in Mishneh Torah. And we know that Chag Sukkos is Chag Simchaseinu, as we say in our davening. So Kafi Hanire, Sukkos has extra simcha that the other chagim don't have. And the Rambam writes this in the Lulav Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis, that even though all the moados, it's a mitzvah to have simcha on them. Sukkos is an extra simcha. Smachtem lufnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. And according to this, that's why dafka the korbanos of Sukkos are going to destroy the 98 klolos. Because about these klolos it says tachas asher lo avadot Hashem Elokeicha b'simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol. About these klolos, why do we get them? Because we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. And because of this, through the korbanos of Zman Simcha Seinu, we get rid of the klolos. The way we beat the klolos is with Simcha, dafka with the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos. Now this pasuk of Tachas Asher Lo Avadat Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol, because you didn't serve Hashem with happiness and a good heart, Meirov Kol, because you had so much. So we can explain it in one of two ways. We can say the pshat is that you didn't serve Hashem at all when you were in a matzav of Simcha and Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. You had all this good stuff and you didn't serve Hashem at all. Or you can say that you served Him, but you didn't serve Him mitoch Simcha. Tachas Asher Lo Avadat Hashem Elokecha. How didn't you serve Hashem? B'Simcha B'Tuv Lev. You served Him, but not with Simcha and Tuv Lev. So those are the two possibilities. Either you didn't serve Him at all because you had so much good, or you served Him without Simcha. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Lulav that the Simcha that a person has when he's doing mitzvahs and when he's loving Hashem is a big avodah. And anybody who prevents himself from having the simcha, royally para mimenu, such a person was worthy of being punished, as it says, Tachas ashalavatas Hashem Elokecha, b'simcha v'tuv levav. So we see in the Rambam that the peda in this pasuk is on a lack of simcha b'avodas Hashem. And that's why the tzadiches kolos come. So even though you're oyved Hashem, Rambam says, v'cholamonea atzmon b'simcha zu, royally para mimenu, having simcha nasiyas hamitzvahs is a big avodah, and such a person who doesn't is worthy of being punished, as it says, Tachas Asher Lo Avadat Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav. So according to the Rambam, the hakpada of the pasuk is that you're serving Hashem, but you're not serving with simcha, and a person who doesn't is worthy of being chas v'shalom punished for not serving Hashem b'simcha. However, there's a different nigun that comes from the Rambam in Hilchas Tamat Torah. Raman Hilchas Tamat Torah in the third parak in Halacha Yud Gimel writes that anybody who can learn Torah and isn't learning, or he learned and then he left and he got involved with the nonsense of the world, he's Bechal Mevazet Var Hashem. And the Chum say, if you're Mevatel Torah Me'osher, Sofer Levatel Me'oni. Bechal Mekaymes Torah Me'oni, Sofer Lekayma Me'osher. A person is Mevatel Torah when he has riches, when he has wealth. In the end, he's going to be Mevatel it also when he's poor. And anyone is Mekaym the Torah when he's poor, in the end, he's going to be Mekaym it when he's wealthy. Rambam continues, and this is Mefurish in the Torah. Tachas Asher Lo Avadat Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev of Meirov Kol Ve'Avadat Oyvecha. So what is he from this Rambam? The Rambam says, if you're Mevatel the Torah Me'osher, you're going to be Mevatel Torah Me'oni. So that means that, and that's Tachas Asher Lo Avadat Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev. So that means that the Rambam here is explaining that the pasuk of Tachas Asher Lo Avadat is talking about a bitul avodas Hashem legamrei. The Rambam says, you're mevatel Torah Me'osher when you have Simcha and Tuv Lev of Mirov Kol, you have all these Geshmak Azachim. And a person's Mevatel Torah, in the end, he's going to be Mevatel at Meoni. So it's talking about somebody's Mevatel Torah Legamre. That's what the Rambam's talking about here. So you see from the Rambam, not like in the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, is not like the Rambam in Hilchas Lulav. The Rambam in Hilchas Lulav says that Tachas Shalom Avadatam means that you're serving Hashem, but you're just not doing it b'simcha. The Rambam says that when you have simcha, when you do mitzvahs, a big avoda, and if you're not having simcha when you're doing mitzvahs, you get punished, chalila. And here the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah says that you're not serving Hashem at all. Not that you're not serving Him mitoch simcha. Tachas Shalom Avadat Hashem Elokecha. You're not serving Hashem. But what do you have? You're in a matzav of simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol. You have so much good and you're not serving Hashem. Whereas the Rambam in Hilchas Lulav is saying, no. You didn't serve Hashem. How didn't you serve Hashem? B'simcha v'tuv lev meirov kol. You didn't serve Him b'simcha. Not that you were in a matzav of simcha and you didn't serve Him, like the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, but that you served Him without simcha. Big difference. So which one is it? Is it not serving Hashem at all? As the Rambam seems to say in Hilchas Talmud Torah, is it serving Hashem? Just not mitoch simcha. So in order to answer this, we need to go to a Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, the beginning of Perek Tes. There he talks about Schar Ve'onesh and Kiyom HaTorah and being Mevatel Torah. When is the Schar Kiyom Ve'onesh? Schar Ve'onesh in Olam Haba. He says the Rambam. Why then does the Torah tell us that we get rewarded in this world and punished in this world? Vayayim Shema Tishmu. Torah always talking about Chukosai Teilechi, you'll get all these nice things. So the Rambam says, God gave us the Torah is in Eitz Chaim, and if we do, it's written in the Torah, Yizu Rezochet Olam Haba. And the more we do, the more Rezochet. And the Torah promises us that if they do it B'simcha V'Tovas and Nefesh, and we're always involved in Chochmas HaTorah, then God's going to remove all those things that prevent us, like sickness and Lucham Avira. And it's going to be Mashbian as Tovas HaMachaskim, as Yadeno to do the Torah, like Shalom and Sova V'Rabos Kesef Vizov. In other words, what's the purpose of all the Tovas of Olam Hazeh? To enable us to continue studying Torah. So in other words, everything we have is not a schar, it's an enablement, it's in order to facilitate the study of Torah and Avodas Hashem. And when we lose it, it's because we didn't. We weren't serving Hashem, so then we don't need anything to facilitate. It says in the Torah, V'avadat ha'soivecha asher yishalchenu Hashem bach tachas asher lo avadat Hashem lokecha b'simcha v'tuv lev mirov kol. So those are the brachas and the klalos. But you're going to end up serving your enemies because you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. So it seems the Rambam here is saying like the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah. But here the Rambam is saying that you're not serving Hashem at all. You had nice things, but you didn't serve Hashem. So instead, you're going to have to go to the enemies. So that's the klala, because you didn't serve. The Rambam doesn't seem here to be saying that you didn't serve the simcha b'tuv lev. The Rambam seems to be saying that you're not serving at all. If we get involved in the nonsense of time, Shadayin Amis Yasir Min Ozim Kolatovas Olam Hazeh Shem Chizku Yadayim Levot and maybe Alem Kol Aros. So that's it. All the bad comes upon the Jews Chas V'Shalom. That's going to prevent them from being Kon Olam Hava, in order that they Shiyov Du Barisham. And it says Tachas Hashem Lovadat Hashem Lokecha B'Simcha L'Tuv Leivu. So if we're not serving, then V'Avadat HaSoivecha. So which one is it? Is it like the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah and the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, that we're not serving Hashem at all? That's why we're punished? Or is it that, like the Rambam in Hilchas Lulav, that we're serving Hashem, just not mitoch simcha? So the answer is, says the Kovetz Chachmei Lev, Rav Weinfeld Shlita, that the Rambam writes in Talmud Torah that if you're mevatel Torah me'osher, sofa levatel me'oni. Jews are mevatel Torah me'osher. If they have simcha and tuv lev of meirov kol, if they have so many nice things, and they're mevatel Torah, they're not avedes Hashem, even though they have all those nice things, then in the end they're going to be mevatel me'oni. So what's the meirov kol? Meirov kol is the matzav that it's talking about in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kol mevatel is a Torah me'osher. It says in Avos, if you're mevatel Torah from wealth, in the end, we're going to mevatel me'oni. So if the Jews are getting all this osher, and they're not serving Hashem, they're going to lose it all. And according to this, it would seem that that it says specifically in this pasuk, b'simcha v'tuv leivav, is because the matzav of osher v'rov kol, this state of being rich and having everything, that's what enables the avodah mitoch simcha v'tuv leivav. Then we have so much, we should be serving Hashem b'simcha. And therefore it's mechayev avodah on a high level. And a lack of simcha and tuv leivav b'avodah, so if somebody has rov kol, is considered bittul Torah. In other words, it's bittul of that madrega that's enabled by his specific situation. And that's exactly what the Rambam was saying in Hilchos Teshuva that we spoke out, that the Tovus of Olam Hazam Uftachas B'Torah is in order to enable one, to facilitate one, to allow one to learn Torah. And therefore, if we don't use these possibilities, then they are taken away from us. And that's every situation in this world, that they enable us to serve Hashem, and we have to have a Ramah Makbila, we have to have a parallel Avodas Hashem. So the Rov Kol is Mechayev that high level of Avodah, and Hein Hein Advar Divrei Rambam and Hilchos Lulav, that this pasuk is talking about Chovas HaSimcha Dafka B'Avodas Hashem. So now all the Rambams come together. We thought we had a steer in Rambams. We don't have one, Baruch Hashem. It's so nice not to have steers in life. That Tachas Asher Lo Avadet Hashem Lokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav Meirov Kol, that the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah. What does that pasuk mean? The Rambam seems to be saying it means that we didn't serve Hashem at all. If we're mevatel Torah me'osher, we're not serving Hashem at all. Then in the end, we're going to be mevatel me'oni, and that's mefurish in the Torah, that because we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leiv mirov kol, in the end, it's going to be mevatel tesoy vecho. But what this means is that since all of, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, all of the good of this world is supposed to allow us, enable us to serve Hashem. And the more good we have in this world, the higher the madrega that's required of us. So if we're not reaching that madrega, that's considered not serving Hashem at all. So that's why the Rambam says it's considered mevatel Torah me'osher. You have so much osher, you have so much rov kol, and you're not serving Hashem on that level that you're enabled, that you have the ability to serve Him. That's considered bittul Torah. So that's the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. Now we go to the Rambam Hilchos Lulav. The Rambam Hilchos Lulav says that it's talking about chisar and simcha b'avodas Hashem. And that's exactly what we're talking about. Chisar and simcha b'avodas Hashem, that we're serving Hashem. But since we have rov kol, we have so much good, and we're not serving Hashem on that level that Hashem gave us so much gashmias, and we're not using all the gashmias for the ruchnias, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that all the good we have has to be for the ruchnias. So because of that, we get the punishment. So all of the Rambams are mashling each other, pile plos of a mahalach in the Rambam, that really the pasuk again is talking about serving Hashem, but just not b'simcha. And if we serve Hashem not b'simcha, even though He gave us rov kol, even though He gave us so much good, that's considered not serving Him at all. Because we're mevatel that madrega, we have this high madrega of gashmias, and we have to have a commensurate, a parallel level of ruchnias. And if we're not, then we're taken to count to... We have to account for that. So in this pasuk of Meirov Kol, Rashi explains, taken to task. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you, sweetest friends. Rashi says, Meirov Kol, when we had so much good. So the Maharal Megoraye says that it doesn't mean that we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivav because you had so much good, and because of that you kicked back at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we don't kick back at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not serve Him b'simcha, because we have rov kol. Rov kol doesn't cause a person not to serve Hashem b'simcha. So therefore, what is rov kol? Ve'od shehayu lecha rov kol. That's where Rashi says, while you had rov kol. Not that because, not me rov kol, it's not because of the rov kol, it's not because you had so much good. But while you, Rashi says, while you had so much good, you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. And that's exactly what we're saying. That because one, the Maharal continues, we don't have time for the whole Maharal, Ayin Sham, but the Rov Kol is Mechayev HaMatzah that obligates us to serve Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivav. Bo Cheilecha Rov Kol, we have to serve Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivav. God gave us so much, and if we didn't, so v'avadet esoyvecha. And then Gavoa Me'al Gavoa, the Be'er Mayim Chayim, at the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai, says that what's the Madregel Yonef Simcha? What's the obligation that we have to have the highest level of simcha in this world? Is we have a matzav
that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us so much good, and we're happy that he's able to give us so much good.
When you have so much good, you have to serve Hashem. You have to have a hana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving his good to the world. That's the avodah. When we get all the good, we have to say, now we get to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're so happy that he's enjoying himself watching us enjoy ourselves. That's the avodah, that we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we feel his tzar when he has tzar kaviyachol. We feel his simcha when we have simcha, just like a mother when she sees her son eating, she's the happiest person in the world. So too, when we're serving Hashem, if we have rov kol, then we have to serve Hashem b'simcha, that he has nachas ruach, that we have rov kol. And we know that Sukkos is the time of wealth. Sukkos chag asif, that we bring all our fruits in. This is the time of wealth, like it says in the Sefer HaKadoshim, that when we bring all our fruits in, we're so happy, in the Sefer HaChinuch. So now we're supposed to direct all the simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving us all this simcha. So that's supposed to elevate our level of Avodas Hashem, and if we don't, we're taken to task for that. So otherwise it's called Bittul Avodah Legamrei. And that's this man Simcha Seinu, that the 98 karbanos correspond to the 98 curses of Mishnah Torah. If we have simcha, if we have enjoy our rov kol, if we enjoy Hashem enjoying us having a rov kol, or at least we enjoy a rov kol and direct it all of our simcha towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are able to get rid of the 98 klalos. Seveim sefer charedim, that the Arizal was zocha to all of his madrigas in Ruach HaKodesh. Why? Because what he was zocha to do was serve Hashem b'simcha. So we're living in a generation, sweetest friends, where we have so much rov kol, we have so much gashmius. So that's mechayev. That's such a mechayev for us to serve Hashem on that same level, on a parallel level. Just like in gashmius, we have all the comforts of this world. So too in ruchnius, we have to elevate, we have to take our avodah to another level because of all the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And like it says in the Sava Kedisha Mislabotko, that even on Osher Ruchni it says that if you're Vatal Torah Me Osher, so for Levatal Meoni, you can't be Mevatal Torah Me Osher. If you have Osher Adas, you can't be Mevatal. So we have to know our Kochos, we have to know that if we're Ashirim Bedas, we have to know what we have and have a Karas HaTov and share it with others. It says in Pirkei Avos, if you learned a lot of Torah, Al Tachzik Tov L'Atzmacha, don't hold it for yourself, Ki L'Kach Notzarta, because that's why you were created to spread it around. And this is all Shaykh to Yitzchak Avinu, Shpizen di Yitzchak, the second night of Sukkis, because it says in the Pasuk, Tzchok Asali Elokim. So Yitzchak is Tzchok. Why is Yitzchak Tzchok? Yitzchak Zmidus HaYira. Why is Yira Tzchok? Yira isn't Tzchok. Tzchok isn't Yira. That's not funny. That's Din. That's fear. That's strict judgment. And the answer is that if you have Midah V'Yira, everything you have is a tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you feel you're not worth anything. And that's Yitzchak Avinu. And that's that Karas HaTov. And that's the tremendous Simcha. And then one day we'll be Zoche to have Bimakayim the Pasuk, Oz Yamale Schok Pinu Ulashonenu Rina. When we say to Yitzchak, like the famous Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, when Lasid Labo, he's going to be the one to answer for the Jews, to help us to be Mizaka the Jews. Ki ata avinu ki Avraham, you Yitzchak, our father, because Avraham lo yadanu v'Yisrael lo yikirenu ata Hashem avinu geolenu me'olam shemecha. Look in Shabbos, pay tesam at days, that in the schus of Yitzchak, we're going to have the Geula. Bimheiro v'yameinu, amein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.